welcome back to All Sorts of Sports. You got Showtime here, radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. Let's get back to some more MLB right here. How about this story? And this hits home for me because I'm a huge Tigers fan. You got the Giants, Tigers, A's. Those are my favorite teams. So, Brian Villarreal, he's a great relief pitcher, right-hander for the Tigers. Good weapon out of their bullpen. The family of Villarreal was the target of an armed kidnapping attempt in Villarreal's native Venezuela, according to his agent Hector Gomez. Gomez told FoxSports.com that Villarreal's father, mother, and youngest brother were unharmed in the incident, although it ended only after there was gunfire between the assailants and local police in Valencia. The Tigers and the MLB security were notified, and Villarreal's family has been moved to a different residence. Villarreal, he had a 2.63 ERA in 50 appearances with Detroit last year, and he has remained with the Tigers at their spring camp in Lakeland, Florida. "We spoke, and he's thankful to God that nothing happened," his agent said. "He had mixed feelings. He was angry. He was confused. He was sad. He was worried about his parents. But now he knows they're safe." So, it's kind of scary there. I remember a couple years ago, Wilson Ramos, the catcher of the Washington Nationals, he himself was kidnapped. And he was missing for a while, but they eventually found him, and he came back, and he played, and he was okay. But some scary stuff goes on down there. These Latin American countries sometimes, so, you know, even if that's your hometown, your home country, you got to be careful going down there. You know, never travel alone, I guess. How about Mike Trout on the Angels? Of course, Trout, great year last year. Even better than Bryce Harper, who many anticipated before the season started. Bryce Harper would easily be the rookie of the year. But not just that, he would, you know, just outshine all other rookies. National League, American League, just in the MLB as a whole. And Trout put up way better numbers. Trout actually finished second in the AL MVP voting. So, I mean, Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown, so he had to win it. If he didn't win after leading the league in average home runs and RBIs, I would have been really upset. Not just because I'm a Tigers fan and I love Miggy, but I mean, nobody's won the Triple Crown since 1967, since Frank Robinson did it for the Orioles. So, you know, to do something like that, that hasn't been done in, what, 45 years? You have to win the MVP for that. And it was actually really close, the voting was. Cabrera barely edged Trout on that. But Trout still, you know, by landslide got Rookie of the Year. And on Saturday, the Angels renewed Trout's contract for $510,000, which is just a steal for an MVP caliber player. And he's only 21 years old, but when he reaches arbitration in a couple of years, he'll get paid. I mean, $510,000, yeah, it's a great salary, but for a really good professional baseball player, it's nothing. It's actually just $20,000 above the major league minimum. And that prompted a really livid response from Trout's agent, as you can understand. I mean, that was a historic rookie year. He had over 30 home runs, and he was only 20. So, I mean, imagine what he'll do when he's 29, which is the age that on average, a position player peaks at 29 years old in the MLB. So he's 9 years away from his peak season, you know, if he's the average player. So he's not even in his prime yet, really. But, you know, I don't know how he can improve on last season, how he could put up an even better campaign this year. I would be really surprised if he did. He might have a little bit of a sophomore slump. Pitchers around the American League might start figuring him out. Maybe finding a couple holes in his swing. I mean, he just had a monster season. He hit 326, had 30 home runs and 83 RBIs, and he led the MLB with 129 runs, 49 steals. It's one thing to get 49 steals. It's one thing to get 49 steals and hit 30 home runs. To have that kind of speed and power, that's really rare. I mean, just to be a 30-30 guy, but to be 30-50 almost. And all he's getting paid is $510,000. I mean, Barry Zito, on the other hand, is getting paid $18.5 million. Not to knock Zito. He had a good year last year, but hey, he's not second in MVP voting. I mean, he just totally outshined Bryce Harper, and all the hype last year went to Bryce Harper as far as, you know, who's the best prospect in the MLB coming up, who's the best guy to watch. Harper, when he came up, he was only 19 years old, even younger than Trout. So he's still a long way from his prime, too. He has a lot of, you know, he could still improve his game greatly. I mean, he had a great year. He was the National League Rookie of the Year. He hit 270 with 22 bombs, 59 ribbies, 18 stolen bases. And that was in 139 games. Now, Trout, he did not play in as many games. He got called up later than Harper did. But yeah, that's a great year for Harper for a 19-year-old. 270, 22, 59. But it's not even close to what Trout did. And how much is Harper getting paid? He'll make $750,000 this year. Because he had signed a 5-year deal through 2015 a while back. So, I mean, he's a steal too, but he's still getting paid more than Trout. It's just funny to see a guy put up 30 homers in this day and age and only get paid $500,000. But I don't know if the Angels could even afford to pay him, let's say, $20 million or even $15 million, considering all the money they've spent this year. I mean, look at them. They've got, dude, they got Josh Hamilton this offseason, and they're just stacked. The Angels and the Dodgers, two teams from LA, they've just spent like crazy in the offseason. And people think, oh, just because they spent all this money, signed all these marquee players, you know, they're just going to run away with their divisions, their leagues. And most people think either the Angels or the Dodgers, one of them is going to win the World Series this year. And I just kind of laugh at that. I mean, yeah, each of them could, but just because you go out and spend a bunch of money doesn't mean, oh, that's it. You just, you know, you set yourself up to win. You can't buy wins. You could buy good players. You can't buy chemistry. And you can't buy wins. Winning is a different thing. It's not just, winning just doesn't mean having a lot of talent out there on the field. It's about good coaching, good chemistry, good teamwork, momentum. Everybody's got to be gelling as a team. I mean, look at the Giants. Look what they've done last 3 years, bringing home 2 rings. They don't really have any superstars on their team. Posey, slowly becoming one. Not slowly. He is becoming one at a very fast pace. MVP, comeback player of the year. Lincecum, you know, dropped off last year. Didn't have a good year at all, but those guys are pretty well known, Lipscomb and Posey. Really, other than that, though, they don't have many household names, many players. Aren't many players on the Giants that people know nationally, that just casual baseball fans would know. So, you know, they don't have superstars. They don't have big egos on their team. Even though they do have a decent-sized payroll, about $130 million. You know, Lincecum, Kane, Zito, they're all upwards of $18 million. But they don't think about that. They don't have an ego out there. They just go out there. They want to win. They don't care about the money so much as winning. That's what's fun to them. That's what their goal is. They don't care about their stats. You know, they care about each other. Want to go out there and win. And, you know, in the NBA, the Lakers, they try to do the same thing as the two LA baseball teams before the NBA season started this year. They went out. They got Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, signed a couple future Hall of Famers, as people call them. And they thought, hey, we're just going to run away with things now. I mean, look how stacked we are. But you just can't buy wins. I mean, look at them. They're not even 500. They're close. They're 29 and 30. And they could still definitely make the playoffs. They're sitting in ninth place right now in the Western Conference. The Lakers are. But still, you can't just expect to, just because you acquire a stacked roster, acquire some good players, can't expect to win every game because of that. They haven't really worked together very well. They still don't have the chemistry flowing like you see the elite teams have. You know, the Thunder, the Clippers. Even the Warriors have had good chemistry. We'll get to them later. They're on a 4-game losing streak right now. But, you know, back to the Angels and the Dodgers. They think they're just going to go out there and dominate their divisions with all this money on the field. But hey, injuries can happen. Anything can happen. You can't really predict the standings. You can try. But usually there's going to be some surprises. So we'll see how Trout does this year. If he has a $510,000 season or more of a $25, $30 million type year. Only player who gets paid more than $30 million, I think, is A-Rod. And he's hurt again. He's not going to do much this year. I should have a segment every show where I just kind of hate on A-Rod. We just get a bunch of players I don't like, a bunch of athletes, start ragging on them. All right, we're going to take our second break right now. Stay tuned. We still got some more, a little bit more baseball to talk about. We'll get into some Warriors, get a little UFC update, and some college basketball as promised. So we still got a lot to talk about. Got almost an hour left here. All sorts of sports. Keep it right here. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Wouldn't hesitate to kill. I'm still a fat one that you love to hate. Catch you at your mother's waist. Smack you, then I whack you. Now this is just something from back in the day.
From a paper cup and making out in the sand. Maybe I'm dreaming. Can you tell me? Do you remember summers that lasted so long? June till September was our time to sing all the songs.
Bitch, I see. I know you're waiting and you're so damn nervous. I know you're hoping that I could explain this look in my eyes. I will try and show you. I know you think I am the devil in this. I know you're thinking that you don't deserve this look in my eyes. I will try and show you. Change night.
Adult is of violent content. Parental discretion is advised. Bye.
Sorry if that just blasted your ears right there. Trying to get some epic instrumentals right here. Some beats in the background. And it looks like we got a caller on line 6. I'm going to bring him in right now. It's my friend Charlie from New Jersey. Can you hear me, Charlie? Good, man. I'm just trying to see if you're coming through the mixer here. It looks like you are, so it looks like we're good. Yeah, and I understand you're a big Yankees fan, so.
You just sit back and watch it, man. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, you're as big of a Yankees fan as I am a Giants fan.
Giants, right, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we got 3,000 miles apart across the nation, but two solid teams, especially the past decade or two.
Yeah, no doubt. In the last 3 years, we got two rings, gunning for another. We're gonna see if the Giants have another.
Yeah, I mean, with the last 5 years, you know, both teams have got a ring at least one. So.
Yeah, no kidding. And but, I can't leave out my number two team, Detroit Tigers. They're a little bit closer to you.
Yeah, they kind of kicked us out a couple times now. Kicked us out of the playoffs. Killed our hopes.
Yeah, they got your number in the postseason, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think they got a couple numbers, man. I mean, but I think we have Valverde's number. So you don't have to worry about him anymore.
Yeah, he left. He's not on the team.
Yeah, the Tigers got to fill that spot. I don't know if that's the cure right now, but...
Yeah, they have. They don't really have a typical closer in their bullpen. I mean, I hope they don't put Phil
Rondon
Koch in there.
From down in the minors. So.
Yeah, he's a flamethrower.
Yeah, that's good though. See how he finishes the season.
They still have Joaquin Benoit. He could close.
He's pretty solid in the eighth inning after he came over from Tampa Bay. I mean, he's pretty much shut down. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm just surprised that there are two good closers out there on the market, free agents, Brian Wilson and Jose Valverde. Wonder who's going to pick them up.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about that. I was, like, looking at Brian Wilson. I was surprised, not too surprised that he got cut, but, you know, I mean, he's a pretty good closer. He makes it interesting. Both of them do, Valverde and Wilson. But we'll see who picks them up mid-season or something.
Yeah, they love that adrenaline flowing. They thrive on the danger, too. Each of them, you know, they're not afraid to load up the bases.
Yeah, that's true. And they got, both of them got some mad style, you know?
Yeah.
Haircuts and dyes and all that, and beards and stuff.
The celebrations, too.
Yeah. So they bring that style factor that not many other guys can bring.
Yeah, and they make it interesting. They're fun to watch. They could walk the bases loaded. They could strike out the side all in the same inning. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. We got the David Robertson that likes to do that. They all like the Houdini act over in Yankees.
Yeah, he's a monster, Robertson.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a little underrated, but, I mean, he plays for the Yankees, so he's on a big spotlight. So, he's a pretty consistent dude.
Yeah, he's
nice
still
to have in the back end.
Yeah, he's still the eighth inning guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. He tried closing a little bit while Mariano was down last year, but they got Soriano in there real quick.
Speaking of Mo, how much does he have left in the tank, do you think?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see after he comes back. I mean, just the fact that he came back, I think Brian Cashman said he's looking, full form. We'll see how it holds up. you know, that cutter, I think, is deadly enough regardless of what speed he's throwing it at. So.
Yeah, it's been, what, 16, 17 years? Still nobody can touch that.
Yeah, I think so. He's 43 now, and, I mean, he's, like, posting, you know, insane numbers every year.
Yeah, he's already the all-time leader in saves, well over 600.
Yeah. I was surprised. He wasn't that, you know, a long time ago, but he finally crossed Trevor Hoffman last summer, so, or, I mean, summer before that.
Yeah. Yeah, and Hoffman was a living legend for a while when he was playing.
Yeah, I know. Padres and all. He was pretty fun. He had a lot of pitches, too.
But Mo's got all those great postseason stats, too, like ERA, he leads in.
Yeah,
saves.
I mean, that's what sets him apart from every other closer and every other pitcher, really. I mean, just the postseason alone.
Uh-huh. And another veteran on the Yankees, starting pitcher Andy Pettitte, doesn't he have the most postseason wins of all time?
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite Yankees pitcher, probably favorite pitcher all time. I think he's got 19. He might have picked up another one last postseason when he was pitching, but he's got 19 wins, and that's the record right now, I think. So, I mean, that's, you know, pretty solid. It's good for a long time. So.
Yeah, it makes it easy when you get into the playoffs just about every year.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a solid, you know, you can count on him in the playoffs, give you a nice long start, and, you know, Mo will close it out. That's the formula Girardi had, but, you know, they're getting older, so we'll see how they hold up.
So what's the rest of your rotation looking like this year? You got Sabathia, Pettitte, Pineda, who else?
Sabathia is number one. I think Kuroda. I think they're going to go 1-2 Sabathia and Kuroda like they did last year. Seemed to work pretty well. Then they have Pettitte in the third spot. Bill Hughes, he had a bounce back year last year. He's in the fourth spot. And then it's between, I'm not sure, you know, he came up a little bit for last year, but there's Nova, there's Pineda, and there's another guy. They're fighting for the fifth spot, but you know it might be likely to be Nova because you know he can do those long seasons and still maintain his stuff. But we'll see. And then Rivera's closing.
Yeah, didn't Nova have 19 wins? Was it last year or the year before?
The year before he had, I think, 15. And I think he won like 13 games in a row for a rookie. So it was pretty nice rookie year, but he had that sophomore slump. We'll see if he bounced back this year.
Okay. Yeah, how about the rest of the division? So I'm looking at the standings from last year right now for the AL East. The Yankees finished in first. Orioles were two games behind them.
They had like 95 wins last year.
Yeah, Orioles had 93, Rays 90, Blue Jays 73, and Red Sox were last, 69 and 93.
Yeah, I mean, I think Yankees, Orioles, and Rays, they kind of beat up on each other, but they were, you know, fighting till the end. Toronto, I think they had a good start, and then they had a bunch of injuries with their pitchers. And then Boston, I mean, they just kind of fell apart with the Bobby Valentine and all that stuff, and Euclid. And so, I mean, I think it's going to be close. I think the AL East is kind of going to look the same, but I checked out the standings, and it looked like Toronto was going to be placed at the top, Tampa Bay in second, and Yankees in third. So it's going to look like a tight division. I think Baltimore has something to prove and see if they can repeat that unexpected year. But, you know, it might have been luck because a lot of their wins were close games, so you never know.
Yeah, I really don't see the Red Sox doing anything but staying in the cellar next year. And how about their new manager? Is that your uncle?
I got an uncle named John Farrell, but that's not him. So I wish it was, but yeah, I mean, last year they had a pretty terrible ERA. It was like over 5, I think, as a team. They picked up Dempster. I mean, he had a really good on the Cubs. He had a really good first half with the Cubs, and then he was traded to Texas, and he, you know, I think he had like a 5-plus ERA for the second half, so, you know, that's not too reassuring. And they have Felix Dupron. He's a good young pitcher. I like his stuff. We'll see how he can, if he can handle a whole season. And then Lackey, I can't stand him, but, you know, he's back off the surgery. And, you know, you never know what to expect out of that guy. So, you know, and then they picked up Shane Victorino. He didn't have a great year last year. And then Mike Napoli, you know, he's a pretty good, you know, decent catcher with offense. So, you know, we'll see. But, I mean, I don't think they're going to have that great of a year. But they do have a decent lineup with Ellsbury, Ortiz, Pedroia. You know, we'll see what happens with them. But hopefully they're at the bottom of the pit up there, you know.
Yeah, so, sounds about right coming from a Yankees fan. Hey, let's talk about the Blue Jays really quick. All their moves they made. They added Melky Cabrera. Who else? R.A. Dickey, Josh Johnson, Mark Burley, Jose Reyes. They added, you know, pitchers, hitters. Go ahead.
That's a loaded lineup right there, man.
Yeah, because they already have their rock, their cleanup hitter, Jose Bautista.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he had that surgery last year because he injured that wrist. But, I mean, here's like the main point of the Blue Jays. I mean, the team goes however Bautista goes. So if he does well, the team's going to do well, because that lineup is pretty much centered around him. And I think, you know, Encarnacion, he might be a MVP candidate along with Bautista this year. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to pitch to any of those guys, from Reyes down to Aaron Sebia, you know, and Rasmus, Encarnacion, Cabrera, Bautista. I wouldn't want to pitch to any of them. So, you know, they loaded their lineup, and then their rotation, I mean, that says it all right there.
Yeah, they have a lot of depth. Even their bullpen is pretty good. They got Darren Oliver, veteran lefty. They got some good players. Kyle Drabek.
Drabek was a starter for a bit. He's pretty good. Oliver, he's been around for like 90 years and still pitching pretty solid.
Yeah, and in that stadium up in Toronto, ball just flies out of there. So,
oh yeah,
it could lead the league in homers this year.
That's an offensive park there. I mean, even the turf will give you a hit just with the awkward bounces off the synthetic turf. But they always say, you know, it's hard on the legs. And with Reyes up there with a lot of leg injuries, we'll see how he holds up. And then another interesting thing I was thinking of was R.A. Dickey. He's got that knuckleball, but usually he's pitching outside with the moisture and all that. So we'll see how his knuckleball holds up inside, you know.
Yeah, it's an interesting point right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the knuckleball, you never really know what it's going to do. Sometimes you don't even really aim it. You just kind of throw it down the middle and see where it goes.
Hope for something good.
Yeah,
high, let it fly, you know, slow, let it go. But,
yeah, that's what they say, how to hit it.
Easier said than done.
It is. And, I mean, last year, you know, it was a lucky year for his knuckleball, so who knows, this year could be different.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he had a good year a couple years ago. His second year with the Mets, it wasn't that great, but, I mean, he was still pretty much their ace. And then last year, I mean, he just kind of blew it away, and he said he changed his whole off-season routine and really got control of that knuckleball, if that's possible. But, you know, he had a good year, and Cy Young, I mean, that says it all. So
give me your predictions for the AL Central now. Last year, the order was Tigers, White Sox, Royals, Indians, and Twins.
All right, man. I'm thinking, you know, Detroit. For the AL Central, yeah, Detroit definitely going to be up top there. Added a couple good pieces, Torrey Hunter and all. You know, we'll see what happens with their closer role, but definitely I think they'll be a 90-plus win team, finish at the top. I think KC will be behind them. because they got James Shields, you know, a couple good pieces to that team. You know, they're missing, they have some holes in the team, but I think they'll be able to do pretty well up there. Maybe Chicago in third. I'm hoping to see Cleveland do all right, but, you know, with Nick Swisher over there, I like him. But I don't think they're going to do that great. Maybe next year with Tito as the manager. And then I think Minnesota probably at the bottom, even though they got, you know, the M&M boys. But they haven't turned out too well, you know, these past couple of years.
It didn't Cleveland get Michael Bourne as well?
I don't know. I thought, did they pick up Michael Bourne?
I think they did.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I saw there were a few decent outfielders on the free agent market. You know, primarily like B.J. Upton and Justin Upton, who both ended up on the Braves.
Yeah, how about that? Upton outfield.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's happened a couple times. Some brothers in the outfield up in San Francisco, I think, and you know, a couple other places. But it's pretty cool.
And they got Hayward in left, so it's pretty stacked outfield.
Oh yeah, I mean, he was pretty good rookie year. I mean, he's, you know, he's a solid guy and good defense, good defensively, and got some power. So, you know, I think they're good. Definitely, the Braves got a good pitching staff. Really young, but still good.
Yeah, they're always going to be competitive as long as they keep developing that pitching staff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the Phillies will make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I mean, probably not. I mean, they have a decent lineup. They added Michael Young from the Rangers, but, you know, I mean, they're getting old with the pitchers, but I think Halliday and Lee will probably be back to their true form this year, you know, so that might help them get to the playoffs, but tough division with Washington and Atlanta there.
Yeah, I think the Nats will win the division once again. And if they get to the playoffs again, Strasburg shouldn't have any restraints this time.
No, I was surprised. I mean, I was kind of bummed. I think everyone was when they didn't let them pitch in the postseason. But I think definitely their line, I mean, they'll be a 100-game winner, no doubt. And Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez, Ryan Zimmerman, got Dan Herring. That's pretty big. That's pretty good pitcher for a fourth spot. And then they got Ross Detweiler and
Lannon.
Rafael Soriano from the Yankees as their closer. He was pretty solid last year, so I think they'll own the. They might take the title this year.
Yeah, I'm thinking if it's not the Giants going to the World Series for the National League, it'll be the Nationals.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think like for the championship series, I mean, it could be Giants and Nationals. I think that'd be a pretty hot championship, you know, series. I mean, championship series, hot series with, you know, solid pitchers and fun lineups. Got a lot of good players. Power and speed.
Yeah, I think if Lincecum returns to his 2011 form, his old self, you know, that pitching staff will just take off, and it'll be really tough to beat in a 3-game series or any series, really.
Oh yeah.
If Zito definitely can keep up what he's doing last year too.
Oh yeah, definitely Kane. I mean, Kane, number one starter.
Baumgartner.
You got Vogelstrong. I mean, you got Lincecum. It's the same lineup, so I mean, that's, you know, got your World Series win. See if you can do it again.
Yeah, and their bullpen, they added all their key pieces back. Looks like Romo's gonna be the closer.
Yeah, he was fun. He was pretty good last year after he took over.
And he led the league in Romo bombs.
That was pretty good. And I think he, you know, with the beard, I think he makes up for Brian Wilson's, you know, lost beard.
He did shave it, though, in spring training.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll let it grow out again. But
he'll grow back. Maybe he'll tame it a little bit.
Yeah, dyed orange this year.
Yeah. And Lincecum, you know, he cut his hair, which is good to see because it just shows, you know, he's trying to turn over a new leaf, change it up a little bit, do something different this season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What's your take on the AL West this year with the big moves by, you know, Texas, Seattle, LA, and Oakland. Then they got Houston over there this year. So what's your take on that one?
Yeah, with the realignment, the Astros move into the American League, and that could be a, you know, a new rivalry now. The Rangers and the Astros, two teams from Texas, playing each other a lot. I mean, not that Houston's going to go anywhere next year or even in the next 5 years. But, hey, they got the new jerseys, a little throwback look.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
You know, they're trying to be competitive, draw some fans in there.
They got Carlos Peña and Chris Carter and a couple other guys to at least, you know, make him worthwhile going to the game. So.
Yeah, they look... I mean, they're a really young team, got a lot of great prospects. Look like they can have some young players that will put up some good numbers. They got some hitters that can hit for a high average. So
yeah,
they should be fun to watch.
They have a young kid, Justin Maxwell. I think he was on the Yankees farm for a little bit. But his first, if I'm not mistaken, his first at-bat was a home run, which is pretty cool. So, you know, that kid will be a big piece down there for a young guy. He's an outfielder, and you know, they got some promising stuff, so we'll see what happens with them in the next couple of years. But I think Seattle made some good moves. L.A. definitely made some good moves. And I think I'm hoping to see Oakland return to the playoffs this year. I think I'm a big Oakland fan. I think they got a solid thing. So we'll see. You know, Cespedes and all them guys out there.
Yeah, they really shocked the world last season. They took the division from the Rangers on the final game of the season.
On the final game. That was crazy.
Yeah, right in like the last three innings.
Yeah, I know. I think they showed the club, all the guys watching. I think it was Oakland waiting around to see if the Rangers would win or not. And I think they had a big old party after they lost, so that was pretty fun to see.
Yeah, just stunned Texas. I mean, they were, you know, in first place for so long there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They own that division the whole season, I think, because, the Angels didn't turn out to be so hot, but then they started to pick it up. But I think with Hamilton added to the rotation, to the lineup, I don't know how you stop that lineup right there.
Yeah, that is kind of scary for pitchers.
You can't pitch around that one, I don't think.
No. But the Mariners, though, they actually made some moves that surprised me. They got a lot of, they added a lot of pieces.
Definitely. They got some power, for sure. So we'll see their home run total probably double this year with Morse and Baez and, you know, a couple of the good guys they got there. It'll be pretty interesting to see how they do. I think they had a good second half just last year, so we'll see how they pick it up again.
Mm-hmm.
I think every team's got a shot almost about this year, especially in the West and the East and the AL. We'll see how they pick it up, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tight season, I think, for pennant races. And since they've expanded the playoffs, allowing a couple more wild cards to get in, just makes it more interesting now.
I mean, that made it really fun last year. I mean, you know, five playoff spots came down to the wire. You know, a lot of cities involved, so it's good for revenue. It's, you know, good for a lot of things, especially good for the fans, and it keeps it interesting.
So let's just end our little talk about baseball with the NL West. Do you see the Giants in first place, the Dodgers, maybe the Diamondbacks? How do you see that?
With the NL West, I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be a toss-up between Los Angeles and San Francisco, but I think San Francisco's got that chemistry, you know, that extra factor. You know, I think they might just be able to pull it off a couple wins above, Los Angeles. Arizona's pretty solid, you know, they're a good, rounded team, but I don't think they can match up to the strength of Dodgers or the Giants. So I'm going to say Giants, and probably within, you know, within two or three games at the end of the season, I think Giants will take it definitely. Dodgers will be a wild card, but we'll see, man.
Yeah, right out of the gate, the first three games of the season for the Giants, they are in L.A. for a three-game series. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, get that rivalry going right out of the gate.
Definitely, and if it comes down to, you know, within three games at the end of the season, they'll look back to that, you know, that opening series and say, there, you know, the Giants sealed it up with that opening series, so.
Yeah, with that nice three-game sweep they had.
Yeah, you'll be hearing that, man, so that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great chance to just set the tone right off the bat.
Yeah, definitely. I think we covered all the divisions. You want to do a quick Cy Young and MVP prediction or something?
Okay, yeah, let's do a little awards predictions here. So, National League MVP, what do you think about that?
All right, National League MVP, I'm going to have to say you know what? I mean, you got a couple of good guys. You got Posey, you got, you know, Holiday, McCutchen, Ron, and Votto, Stanton. But I think it's going to be, you know, I'm going to have to say Matt Kemp or Bryce Harper. I mean, Bryce Harper in his second year, I think he could, he just does what he did last year. I mean, he could be MVP, you know.
Yeah, and if he plays a full 162 games, he played 139 last year. I mean, he could play every day, so I think he'll get more stolen bases this year.
Oh, yeah.
He could get
a
gold glove. He could
be a 30-30 guy or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like Trout was.
Yeah.
So how about the American League? Do you think Trout could win it this year?
I think Trout's going to be in the lineup of an MVP. I think that MVP is going to be Pujols or Cano, man. You know,
Cano.
Even Bautista. So I'm going to have to toss up between Pujols, Cano, or Bautista. Or Miggy in there. You can't forget Miggy. So, I mean, I'm going to go with Cano just because I'm a...
Don't you know. you can't even leave out Verlander.
Oh, yeah.
He could go off.
Yeah, I mean, we can't forget to... And we can only mention him. I don't think anyone else measures up to him. So.
Yeah, as far as pitchers
he's
are concerned.
He's always threatening those good players.
So then let's move into Cy Young in the AL. I think... Verlander, I mean, he's just putting up good year after good year. He's always healthy, throws tons of innings. He's got an enhanced lineup this year to back him up. I think he could have a really good record. I think he can win it.
Yeah, I might have to go with that, or I'll throw another one at you. I think with another good lineup backing him up, I think King Felix, he threw that perfect game last year, and that was truly an all-around perfect game. I think King Felix could do it, or, you know, you always got Price, Verlander, or Weaver, but I'm going to go with Felix Hernandez.
That's a good pick. If the Mariners are fourth or fifth place, though, it could be tough for him to win that. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it depends, but, yeah, if Tigers are first, which they probably will be, then it could be Verlander. If Mariners, you know, happen to get a playoff spot, I think you got to go with Felix.
So how about for the NL Cy Young?
I probably got to go with Matt Cain. I mean, you know, after last year, and I think he's going to, you know, start off with good confidence and good stuff this year. He's still young. You know, he's got everything you need for a pitcher. So I think I'm going to go Matt Cain.
It's a good pick. If the Giants, if their whole rotation just puts up big numbers, you know, they could kind of take votes away from each other, I think. But we'll see.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, even Zito could have a huge year. Who knows? He could win a second one. He won one back in Oakland a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. 2001 or something, he got a nice Cy Young down there. So, you know, he might have a rejuvenating year right here. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Kane and King Felix and then... for Cy Youngs, and then probably Kemp and Cano for MVPs.
Let me just ask you, who do you think will win the All-Star game this year? Because in baseball, as we know, this one counts, as they say. It determines home field advantage, not like in other sports. So it's important to win it. Do you think National League will win again, or do you think the American League will pull it out this time?
Well, National League has been taking it the past couple of years with their pitching, and then for some reason their bats come alive during that game. But I think you got Pujols, Hamilton, Cano, Bautista, Trout. You know, you got Miggy,
Big
Encarnacion in the American League. I mean, how can they not win? So I think the American League's got to take it this year.
Yeah, their pitching's got to step up.
Verlander.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because the All-Star game from last year is kind of like Giants versus Tigers, and then that's who ended up in the World Series. I mean, it was Verlander and Kane, and Sandoval had a big hit off of Verlander. Melky got the MVP. It was weird.
Yeah, that was kind of funny to see. It was all the same MVP-type players All-Star players All-Star players. Yeah, they were the primarily Tigers and Giants, so that just goes to show, you know, right off the bat, you can kind of see who's going to end up in the World Series there. But, yeah, that was like a mirror image there, so it was pretty cool.
So, Charlie, do you follow the World Baseball Classic at all?
A little bit, but I'm busy with school right now, but I'm trying to keep up on it. I just saw Chen Meng Wong the other day throw six innings with 61 pitches, so that was pretty cool. But I keep an eye on it. But who do you think's gonna take it this year?
Japan's always good. You know, you'd think it'd be the Dominican Republic because they have so many good MLB players from there, but I mean, Venezuela is pretty stacked. Pablo Sandoval, you know, he won the World Series MVP with the Giants. Then he went and played in the Venezuelan Winter League. He took his team to the finals, won the championship there, got the MVP for that championship series, and then he's going to play in the World Baseball Classic for Venezuela. So he's been, you know, hitting over 300 all year round here. And, you know, Venezuela's pretty good.
Yeah, he usually does the Winter League stuff with Venezuela, I think, every year. But definitely, yeah, that's kind of crazy. So we'll see if he can do it three times with three teams and end up with the MVP, man.
Yeah, and it would be great to see him come out swinging on opening day against the Dodgers, against Kershaw.
Yeah, that take him out of the park first pitch, you know. make sure he keeps that weight down, but, you know, can't say enough about the panda, man.
Yeah, everybody always gets on him for his weight, but hey, he's staying in shape.
Yeah, he's a big guy, so, you know, he brings a lot of, you know, big hits and a lot of good stuff to the park, so.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off, I actually got some friends that are going to the World Baseball Classic because some of the games are being held at AT&T Park, so that's kind of cool.
Right, that's the final final series is in AT&T Park, right?
Yeah, the last three games.
Yeah, that's sweet, man.
Yeah, if there's any tickets left, I'm going to try to get some because that's pretty cool. It would be weird to see Sandoval if he's playing for Venezuela, see him in a different uniform, you know, other than a Giants uniform.
But still, I mean, him in his own park, I think he could be the MVP. That'd be like a Cinderella story right there or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. So we'll see how it ends up. Spring training, you know, some of the guys going to the World Baseball Classic. So we'll see how that ends up. And it looks like it's going to be an exciting season coming up with a new look to the whole league. So, you know.
Yeah, the Giants, they have Vogelsong right now slated in the fifth spot in the rotation, even though he had a great year last year, ERA in the low threes. And that's because he's pitching for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. So, if he gets overworked, he's a little tired, that's okay. They got him in the fifth spot. Give him a couple days off when the MLB season starts.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. That's good to add to the resume. And, yeah, they got his best interest in mind. Give him a couple days off. But, you know, once you're through the rotation the first time, I think you're pretty good. And that's another good thing, because he'll be facing a bunch of five-spot pitchers, and he'll be racking up the wins right away. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge mismatch. Another team's five against Vogelsong.
Yeah, that's not fair, but, you know, maybe you could take the Cy Young. He was in the race a bit last year, so.
Yeah, he just kind of fell off towards the end.
Yeah.
All right, well, we just got in a lot of baseball talk here on All Sorts of Sports. That was Charlie from Joyzy. So thanks for calling in, Charlie.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Don't be a stranger to the show. Call in again maybe next week or somewhere down the road, maybe when we get into the heart of the regular season for MLB. Always great to have you. Thanks.
Yeah, sure thing, man. All right, thanks for having me.
All right, later.
All right, bye.
So that was our first caller this semester on All Sorts of Sports. We're just about to wrap up the show here. Got a couple minutes left. Got to hang up the phone there. Yeah, we spent most of this time talking about baseball. Let's see what else we got here. Let me get in a couple things for the end of the show. There was a UFC fight last night. I missed it, but from what I have heard and from the highlights I saw, it was a pretty entertaining fight. You had Silva versus Stan. I'm trying to load the info on it right now. I was watching the highlights earlier. Both fighters were just, you know, gripping and ripping, just going at it. A lot of blood flying. I mean, it's what you pay to see. If you know, anybody who paid for the fight in pay-per-view really got their money's worth. It was intense. Doesn't look like it's loading on this computer, but Silva defeated Stan in a knockout in, I think it was the second round. And it was just, it was a crazy fight to see. Wish I could pull up some video on it right here. We're almost out of time. Let me just get to some college basketball right here. Now, these rankings are from last Monday. We'll update them tomorrow. I'll just give you the top 10. Indiana, Gonzaga, Duke, Michigan, Miami, Kansas, Georgetown, Florida, Michigan State, and Louisville. And when I was on my way here, Michigan was still playing Michigan State. I do not know who won that game. Let me see if I can look. Got all the screens right here. Ooh, Michigan won. 58-57, so I think they'll still move down from number 4 in the rankings because the game before this they lost. Who's that against? They lost to Purdue or Penn State, who hadn't won a game in the conference. They were 0-14 until they played Michigan. So that was a real shame because I'm a pretty big Michigan fan. But hey, they pulled it out today against number 9 Michigan State. So that's a good rebound for them. And March Madness is almost here. I think it starts the 19th. That's coming up. We'll talk more about some... we'll get in more college basketball next show. Right now, though, it's time to wrap it up here on All Sorts of Sports. It's been a good show today. It's too bad I didn't have more guests here. Try to get some more in next week, as Cope Dog will miss that show as well. He's out playing lacrosse, touring the country, having a nice little extended spring break. My spring break doesn't really start for another week. Next show, though, I'll be on it. So we'll try to get some more guests in next Sunday, maybe another caller. But right now, I'm going to leave it with our closing song here. You can hear that in the background. This is Showtime saying stay tuned. Tune in next week, same time, same place, radio.dominican.edu. Keep it classic.
My finger is on the button.
Push the button.